A few years ago, I was introduced to Robert Pinsky at an event. He was at the time, he was our poet laureate. And he said, "Oh, I know you. You're that really good selling poet." And I said, "Well, listen, Pinsky, you don't have to worry about me becoming the poet laureate. It's not going to happen. But I am something that you will never be." And he took the bait. He said, "Okay, what?" He said, "You know, I've been to hundreds, if not thousands, of classrooms around our country. And in many of these classrooms and in the libraries, I see enlarged copies of my poems behind sheets of plastic. So I like to think of myself as the poet laminate."
This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, September 28th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poet laminate is now our first Children's Poet Laureate. Last night, Wednesday, September 27th, at the third annual Pegasus Awards ceremony in Chicago, Jack Preletsky was named the inaugural winner of the Children's Poet Laureate Award from the Poetry Foundation. Now, unless you have kids yourself, or you happen to be an elementary school teacher, you probably don't know your Jack Preletsky from your Beatrix Potter. But there is a huge audience for children's poetry. Preletsky's 35-plus books have sold over 1 million copies. We're going to hear a few of his poems on today's program, and also some comments from Preletsky himself. Here's Michael Stuhlbarg reading Deep in Our Refrigerator.
Deep in our refrigerator, there's a special place for food that's been around a while. We keep it, just in case. It's probably too old to eat, my mother likes to say, but I don't think it's old enough for me to throw away. It stays there for a month or more to ripen in the cold, and soon we notice fuzzy clumps of multicolored mold. The clumps are larger every day. We notice this as well, but mostly what we notice is a certain special smell. When finally it all becomes a nasty mass of slime, my mother takes it out and says, "Apparently it's time." She dumps it in the garbage can, though not without regret, then fills the space with other food that's not so ancient yet.
Michael Stuhlbarg reading Deep in Our Refrigerator by Jack Preletsky. Preletsky told Marcy Silman in an interview that's up on our website, poetryfoundation.org, that he wrote his first poem in junior high.
"I wrote a poem based on something I'd seen in a comic book. I think it was about a werewolf in the forest. And it was published in the yearbook when some of the other boys of a certain character saw that I'd written a poem. They cornered me after school and beat me up. And I concluded that poetry, writing poetry, was hazardous to my health. So I didn't write any for a long time after that."
"Susanna socked me Sunday. She socked me Monday, too. She also socked me Tuesday. I was turning black and blue. She socked me double Wednesday and Thursday even more. But when she socked me Friday, she began to get me sore. 'Enough's enough,' I yelled at her. 'I hate it when you hit me.' 'Well, then, I won't,' Susanna said. And that Saturday, she bit me."
Ken Marks, father of Eleanor Marks, age 2½, reading Jack Preletsky's poem,
"Susanna Socked Me Sunday."
According to a research study commissioned by the Poetry Foundation, a lifelong love of poetry starts early in childhood. And since generations of children have been introduced to poetry through Preletsky, it's not outrageous to say that he's one of our most influential living poets. Even so, Preletsky is very modest about his achievement.
"I like making people laugh and making them happy for a little bit. I mean, there's such awful stuff in the world, and I have no illusions about being a great poet. I'm a poet that children like."
"Be glad your nose is on your face, not pasted on some other place.
for if it were where it is not, you might dislike your nose a lot. Imagine if your precious nose were sandwiched in between your toes. That clearly would not be a treat, for you'd be forced to smell your feet. Your nose would be a source of dread were it attached atop your head. It soon would drive you to despair, forever tickled by your hair. Within your ear, your nose would be an absolute catastrophe, for when you were obliged to sneeze, your brain would rattle from the breeze. Your nose, instead, through thick and thin, remains between your eyes and chin, not pasted on some other place. Be glad your nose is on your face.
That was Michael Stuhlbarg once again reading Be Glad Your Nose Is on Your Face by Jack Prelutsky. You can read more poems by Jack Prelutsky on our website, poetryfoundation.org. His most recent book is Behold the Bold Umbrellaphant and Other Poems, out from Green Willow Books and HarperCollins. If you know parents of young children who might like to know about Jack Prelutsky, please email them a link to this podcast. And if you're enjoying this program in general, please let others know about it or write a review of it on iTunes in the iTunes Music Store. Also, we always want to know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.